We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Safety at firstalert.com and visit Lowe's Home Improvement stores to purchase carbon monoxide alarms today.
AM 560 WQAM Miami, 96.5 FM WPOW HD2 Miami.
Radio home of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida Panthers.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
LeBron James has made his decision, and he is heading to the Lakers. His agency made it official just after 8 o'clock last night, releasing a statement on Twitter that James will be signing a four-year deal worth $154 million. The Lakers remain in trade talks with the Spurs to acquire Kawhi Leonard. Moving to the World Cup and scores from yesterday, Russia beat Spain in a shootout, and Croatia beat Denmark also in a shootout. Today, Mexico will play Brazil at 10 a.m., and Japan and Belgium will play at 2. Finally, to baseball, where the Marlins fell to the Mets 5-2. Miami will begin a three-game series with Tampa beginning tonight with the first pitch at 7:10 from Marlins Park. If meat and bread are the backbone of a sub, then Mike's Way is the heart and soul. Lettuce and tomatoes, onions and spices all drizzled in the juice. That's the difference. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. Today's weather will be clear with a high of 89 and a low of 77 and a 20% chance of rain. Join us on the Fountain Terrace at Hialeah Park to watch all your favorite World Soccer Tournament games, enjoy food and drink specials, and soak in the beauty of iconic Hialeah Park. Details at HialeahPark.com. The Joe Rose Show is next.
LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall. I'm going back to Cali,
Cali. I'm going. Yeah, LeBron's going to Cali, all right, to Los Angeles, Cali, as he signs a nice, healthy four-year, $154 million deal with the Lakers. I love this about him. We've talked about this before on social media. You know, like when you're really good, you don't have to tell people how good you are. We've talked about this before. Like great players don't have to tell you. Like Tom Brady doesn't have to tell me how good he's been. Like I can see how many games. It's all over everything. Super Bowls, how many times he's been to Super Bowls, how many playoff games he's played in, his numbers, his touchdowns, his yards. But yet, LeBron, I love this, on his statement. Please read it to me, if you would.
All right, so it's on letterhead from Clutch Sports, of course, Rich Paul's company, and it says, for immediate release, LeBron James, four-time NBA MVP, three-time NBA Finals MVP, 14-time NBA All-Star, and two-time Olympic gold medalist, has agreed to a four-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay. Like, could he have just said, LeBron, you know, hey, I've decided to go to the Lakers and mention what the amount of money is?
Instead of listing his career achievements?
Yeah, did he have to, like, throw out his resume on what he's done? Like, LeBron, you don't have to do that. Did he put one? That's what he didn't do. Did he put championships in there, or he did?
Oh, well, he has finals MVP. Three-time NBA Finals MVP, so that's pretty much the same.
Okay, so he didn't put three-time NBA champ.
That might have been redundant in his listing of achievements here, because you can't just be a loser and win the MVP.
Right, that's true. Most of the time, you're right. So, but he didn't have to do that, right? I mean, everybody knows how good he is. But he wanted to remind us while he was signing his contract and getting ready to take off.
Love how they threw in two-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, put that in there too. That was crazy. Listen, they've got LeBron throughout everything, and all the NBA insiders have everything from how long will it take LeBron to be a champion, what's LeBron's next step, how will LeBron do with the young guys, what made LeBron go to the Lakers, when did he know? I mean, we got it all. They got it all covered for you. So you got every part of this huge story, obviously. last night that became about, guys that will be joining him, and everything else. I'll tell you one thing. The West is this about as lopsided as we've seen the West versus the East? It's never been this lopsided.
Yeah, from 1-8, it's pretty bad, yeah.
I don't think commissioner.
I think on the top, like a lot of people are saying the finals are going to be terrible. I think Boston can give any of these teams a real good run for their money.
No,
Boston's stacked.
Yeah, I agree. Not just they're getting their two veterans back, and we'll see how they play. You figure Kyrie's going to be pretty good, and we'll have to see the rest of those guys. But those young guys, man, those two top, like Tatum's going to be a stud. And by the way, Brown ain't far behind. So I'm with you. That's pretty talented team.
Yeah, they're three young guys. Brown, Tatum, Rozier is really good too. They have a really good young group to go with those veteran all-stars. They're going to be very tough to beat.
But as far as star power goes, we've never seen it so lopsided as it is right now. With just recently, right, Paul George, Butler came to Minnesota, LeBron goes to L.A. It's gotten...
The front end of the TNT doubleheader is going to suck. Unless one of the Western Conference teams is traveling over here.
Well, they're just not. The 76ers got a couple of young, talented players that we'll probably be talking more about. Raptors, their guys are, I mean, DeRozan's a good player. I don't want to take any Lowry. Those guys are good players. But you look at the star power. My God, even Oklahoma City got two really, really good players. You just go around and you look at the Rockets sitting there with two superstar guards. Golden State, of course, has Steph and Clay and Kevin, and just goes on and on with the talent that one side has over the other. And it looks like Kawhi Leonard will also be staying in the West, at least after 1 year for sure. So you got all this stuff going on. It's just kind of crazy. And I just wonder what happens, how quickly it'll take LeBron to win a championship, or if he wins a championship in a very competitive Western Conference as he joins the Lakers and all those great names. You know, you go through all the great names of the Lakers, it just blows you away, especially for older guys that have watched them all play. When you start looking at Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, and Elgin Baylor, right off the bat, three of the greatest old players of all time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar still holds most of the records. Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe. You got to put James Worthy in there, too. I'm not even going to mention Gail Goodrich, except once. And now you got LeBron. You realize LeBron... By the time it's said and done, if he plays in L.A. like you think he is, he's gonna get his jersey retired by three different cities. We're definitely going to do it. Hell, we retired Marino's jersey up there. Of course we're going to do LeBron's.
I mean, you really think they put LeBron in with those Laker legends?
Hell,
he'd have to win at least one, which is going to be difficult.
No. It's not, because they're going to get more and more.
We know it's not. It's going to be difficult, Joe.
They're going to get more players.
Yeah, but you think he's going to cruise to the finals like he used to in the East? That's not going to happen anymore.
No, but I don't think the problem, I don't think Golden State's going to be able to stay together for the, how many more years do you think? This might be it for Golden State.
I mean, if they win again, though, I could see,
unless
those,
Golden
guys,
State,
I could see those guys taking less and staying together. If they win again.
No way. At some point, those guys all want to get paid. At some point. They're going to go, I can't play for this. I got one last shot to make a lot of money, and they move on. But I will tell you, for this year, last time I checked, they still got their top five guys together, and that hasn't changed. But, boy, I'll tell you what, you look in the West at the talent. Start with Golden State, who's still by itself. Rockets got some work to do. I know you've automatically put the Rockets up there at the top. They better make sure they sign their center. They lost Ariza. That's a huge loss for them. Oklahoma City is a playoff team. You putting Utah in there still?
Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
Minnesota?
Again, they're a
playoff team.
Minnesota
should be a lot better than they are.
And they probably will get better. Not to mention, Joe, LeBron's got to play these teams now throughout the season more than he did when he was in the East. He's going to get banged around by these teams all year long.
I
and he's going to start to slow down at this age.
You keep saying that. It looked like
he's
going
to have to slow down. I mean, at some point. Maybe it's when he hits 40. I mean, he's going to have to, at some point, slow his game down.
Physically,
he will break down.
I can see him playing at a high level till this contract's done. And then I'm with you. Then all bets are off. Then
he plays at this level for another 4 years?
I think he can play pretty close to this level. Ooh. I got to tell you, can you want to go old school? MJ at 36 is pretty damn good. MJ didn't have to retire.
Yeah, he took some time off, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's true. But he still won three before he did. He went three and time off, three more. But he was pretty damn good that last year. Let's not just all of a sudden forget about his last year. And LeBron. LeBron's taking a hell of a lot better care of himself than Michael Jordan did.
I mean, LeBron's played, what, over 20 seasons of basketball with all the playoff games he's played?
Yeah, he's got some ridiculous amount. Hell, D-Wade's got extra time all the time those guys played, and the Olympics and everything else. So those guys have put in their time and stuff on this. But listen, this is the most durable body we've ever seen in sports. I'm not saying he's the greatest athlete of all time, although I will put him up there for being a one-sport guy, being an unbelievable athlete. But I'm not putting him with a couple of baseball, football guys that we've had, including Deion Sanders in there. But this guy is the most durable thing we've ever seen. The most durable, and right, we have never seen an athlete. He never misses games, except unless he rests 2 years ago. Like, he used to miss some games only because he wanted to rest, because they played him, they wanted to rest him. That was it. And it seemed like he always used to rest against the Miami Heat. Speaking of the Miami Heat, I wanted to say this too. Have you ever seen a team that hasn't been involved and is probably not going to be involved in free agency at all? Miami Heat probably aren't. They're counting on basically Dion Waiters to come back healthy from his ankle. Missed all most of last year. They're trying to re-sign Wayne Ellington. I don't know if that's going to be able to do with the popularity and the need for three-point shooters. His value has gone up. I think D-Wade comes back for one more year. And with Cleveland dropping out of this thing, Cleveland's going to be struggling to get an eight spot now with that group they have without LeBron. They got a chance to move up with that team from last year and what I just brought. Guy healthy, trying to re-sign a guy and having D-Wade back to help close games. That could get you the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference next year, without exaggerating for once. You got a chance to be the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference with that group, and you didn't have to make any major moves at all. Just take care of your own.
I mean, but saying you're getting better because other teams are getting worse isn't exactly a good thing.
So if I told you right now you would be the fourth seed, you wouldn't be happy if you're a Heat fan?
I think the Heat have a massive, massive question mark with Hassan Whiteside and how that guy is going to come into next season.
You've been on that all...
Well, it's a big deal, Joe. He's their best player.
He's what? Hassan Whiteside's not their best player. That's
he
done.
He should be. Well, paying him $100 million, he should be, if not the best one of them.
They've been able to work around him. You know that, right? Put him on the bench and... use their other guys.
Yeah, but you don't work around a $100 million center.
They do when you don't like the way they play, in case you haven't noticed. Spo's got his ass on the bench so fast, he doesn't see second halves, he doesn't see fourth quarters. You look at the minutes, and you're going, wow.
You don't think that problem will blow up this year if they have that to start the season the season ended?
I think it's been dealt with, and it's going to continue to be dealt with before the season starts. Well, you act like they're going to act like... like one of the children doesn't have a drug problem. Like, of course they're going to deal with it. Like, Riley's not going to run and hide from a problem. They're going to get on the same page. Hassan, you got to work hard. Here's what we need you to work on, this and that. Riley's already come out and said Spoelstra and Hassan got to get on the same page. And he put Spoelstra in there when he said it. Do you remember that? Of course you do. That's got to be. But they'll work around him, and you hope that he gets back to something better than a distraction. You hope that happens. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to. We'll have more on this crazy story and get y'all caught up on what's going on at Wimbledon here as action. And a lot of the top players, including Roger Federer, are in action right now. Sloane Stephens also playing and early on in big trouble. Needs to get things going. We'll have all those scores for you, get you caught up on some other things. And check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022.
There's a lot on there, by the way, this morning. A lot about the reward situation.
About the cat?
Yeah.
You're kidding. I just brought it up. All right, we'll do that.
Radio.com.
Well, that didn't take long as action's going on at Wimbledon. And right off the bat, Sloane Stephens has been knocked out. God. Straight sets. She's out of the tournament. A little bit of a surprise there. Been so good. Really looked like she got over the top and playing great. And loses. So anyway, Federer's about ready to win in straight sets as wins the first two sets up 4-3 in the third. Anyway, we got you all that stuff, and we'll continue to have all the results for you for people out there who care about a little bit of tennis and everything else. And all this LeBron talk about how good his team is and the Vegas odds and the over-under on wins, which, by the way, I think they've got the Lakers at 48 wins right now. That was 35 last year, so an improvement of 13 wins with LeBron on that team. And with that same group, pretty much of young guys, young talented guys that the Lakers have as of right now. We'll check in on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022. Hollywood kind of lost in everything, too, with all this LeBron talk about going to Lakers last night, four-year and $154 million deal, and everything around it is... We had a huge upset, man. Russia, who's not one of the better teams in the World Cup, beat Spain in a shootout. They're the 70th ranked team in the world. 70th. Hell, we might have been ranked higher than that in the United States. Beat the 10th ranked team in Spain with all that talent. So, anyway, what do we got coming in this morning, Wood?
All right, Joe, Texter wants to know, the 4-3-1 guy actually has a funny text this morning. He says, what about Jack Suck? Is he playing Wimbledon?
Yeah, Jack. Did he say Suck?
He did say Jack Suck, yeah. Jack Sock.
It's Sock. I don't know why he had to say that about Jack Sock. He's an American. I agree. You know, he was playing a lot better before than he is right now. So why you got to call him Suck, though? Just because American men struggle in the majors. Come on. Well, they struggle in general, to be honest. I wonder how long we're going to go, Wood, before we're not talking because Djokovic looks like he's real close to being back. Everybody knows how good Nadal and Federer have been. Like, at some point, somebody's going to overtake these guys, right? I mean, this stuff's going on. I mean, Federer's 37. The other two guys are now in their early 30s. Although Murray broke down and can't play. He's got hip problems, so he's out. Andy Murray's not playing. But when at some point these young guys in their early to mid-20s kind of start taking over.
I feel like it's the same thing we've been talking about with the NBA, though, with LeBron.
I just think it's between the years that we're gonna have that we have this going on. What else you got coming in this morning?
Joe, I'm so glad LaBaby signed early, so hopefully now the national and local media can talk about the World Cup and the great MLB season we're having.
What do you think about MLB? You happy with MLB?
Yeah, I'm. It's great. What are you asking me?
You don't like big. Like watching. You're not a big MLB
guy. I'd like to go
guy.
To a Marlins game at some point. They have some really cool bobblehead giveaways coming up.
Is that all you talk about with the team? You never talk about the players. You always talk about what the giveaway is.
They're giving away a Hambino bobblehead. You know, from Sandlot.
Really?
Yeah, really, they are.
So you're going for that to get that. What are you going to do, grab that and then leave, or are you going to stay and watch six or seven innings?
By the way, it was very kind of the Marlins. They sent over bags for us. You weren't here Friday, so you'll get it today. And it had a Billy the Marlin, like, floaty, like, for the pool. So Leon, my son, is going to enjoy that.
You know
that.
What? I saw very nice of them. They were promoting that yesterday. I saw that. I actually saw that as one of the giveaways, as they took two out of three from the Mets, who, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, the Marlins now have a better record than the Mets. Remember all that talk about how bad everything had been? And of course, Marlins not drawn well, but they take two out of three from them till yesterday, and then they lose 5-2. What else you got coming in there?
Joe, the East will be a three-team dog fight for years to come. Philly, Boston, Milwaukee.
Philly, Boston, got to go back. He's talking about Dr. J, Moses Malone teams. Milwaukee, I guess that would have been, he's talking about when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was playing with Milwaukee at first. Yeah, you got to go back on those.
Talking about your cat situation, Joe, it's not about the money. It's the principle of the matter. If they put a reward, they should honor it. Comes from Rick and Davey, a man who does not have much honor himself.
How'd you take a shot at him like that? We haven't heard from Rick, man. When you take a shot at
the
guy.
We heard from Rick. He's doing fine. Much less pressure in OKC. George is a bleep, big O-like, if you will.
Oh, God. Where's Big O? Is Big O? Ira Winderman's in for Big O. So
yeah, it's Ira and Omar.
Ira and Omar?
Yeah, so those guys can duke it out.
Wait a sec. So just so I get this right, so you're telling me that Big O's at the concert tour still?
I think he's traveling back
okay.
from the concert tour.
How many damn concerts can you watch before? That's his thing.
You know what Omar goes by now on the air, right? They call him Slomar.
Did you come up with that? Were you thinking that in bed?
Did I
you
actually didn't know. I didn't invent that. That's what they were calling
him
on Friday.
No, come on. Somebody call him Slomar? You ever going to let it go? I have never seen somebody do something and you let it last this long and you're still taking shots at him.
So I saw Channing on Friday. Stayed late here. I saw Channing on Friday. I was talking to him about racing against him because I said I would beat Channing. And I think I bit off a little more than I could chew with that one.
What'd he say?
He said he would run at least a five. Like, at the very worst, he'd run a five.
See?
Because he's in pretty good shape still.
Okay.
And I just, like, it's tough to tell, but I mean, he's
No. I told you you can't beat him. Did I tell you that? I didn't have Channing down for five flat, though. I figured Channing could run a 5.3 or 5.4.
He seemed very confident. He still works out. I mean, his kids and
I
stuff,
understand
so he still,
that.
Still works
he still
out.
Does stuff, but he ain't running out there. Like, he could still pull a hammy at any point. But I figure.
So you think he gets injured?
No, but I think Channing can run a 5.3 or 5.4, which would, like, I've been telling you to stop bragging. Like, six flat is nothing to be bragging about. Like, there's a lot of people out there can run a six flat. There's people listening right now. And I'm not one of them. People that can run a low to mid five flat 40-yard dash. So.
My time is only going to improve. That's the thing, though. That should scare people.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Now that I know where I'm at, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get faster.
But you can't
stronger.
Call him. Like, that's a bad shot calling Omar Slomar. That's not funny. That's mean.
I agree. That's a little mean-spirited, but he should have won the race.
All right, what else you got?
If Hassan Slow was mark. Missing, do you think the Heat would go as high as $500 on the reward?
If what?
If Hassan was missing, do you think the Heat would go as high as $500 on the reward?
That's wrong. That's so wrong. Nobody look for him.
This guy says, my wife lost her French bulldog. I posted a $1,000 reward. They showed up, and I gave them the money.
Wow.
Could have gotten a new dog for free.
I just always, you see those signs. I'm not a cat. I'm not a big cat fan, okay? I'm fine with cats, but they're just not as friendly as dogs in most cases. So every so often in our development, I always crack up. And usually, I mean, have you seen this dog or have you seen this cat? And they put the picture up there, and they always put a reward down there. You would like to think that if people saw it and they lived in your community, right, if they lived around you, that you would just grab it and not ask for the money. Because you realize, I just want to say this about the whole taking the money. If it's your neighbor and they find the cat and you said, hey, do I get the $500? I brought your cat back. You realize those people be kind of salty, like, God, I can't believe you're our neighbor and you took the money. Right? The neighbors would be, well, that's a real crappy thing to do. You're our neighbor and you found it. You're not some stranger. You're somebody who lives seven houses down or one block over inside this community, this development.
So you don't know these people, right? Like, you're not friends with them.
No, but
you should have taken their money. You should have asked for it and taken it.
I don't know 90% of the people where in my development. I don't get out and about. It's not the friendliest development in the world. I got our neighbors around us are great, but as you go away from us, it's not a real friendly group. Nobody stops at the stop sign. Nobody ever waves. Nobody ever says hello. There's actually a bunch of ass clowns that live in my place. Really, it's not like... It kind of represents South Florida well, that group that lives in where I live.
Splib wants to know what the address is. He says he'll go snatch the cat back up for you until the reward gets to 1,000. He wants to kidnap the cat.
What are you going to do? Go in and grab the cat? Trust me, that cat will scratch the you-know-what out of you, man. Don't do that. Don't even think about it. Keep going. Give me another one.
I'm trying to figure out a way to read this one. He says, this is the first time someone gets blank cat and doesn't have to pay for it. You can fill in the word that comes before cat.
Yeah. All right.
They should donate the $500 to the Humane Society. That's a nice person.
I don't think they want. They just want their cat back. And the way to get everybody's attention is to put the money up there. I totally agree. The money. I just happen to see this cat. I had no idea. Isn't there a black cat everywhere? Isn't there a black cat?
I have a black cat.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I told you, it's a very mean
animal. I didn't know
animal.
You told me it was a
vicious.
Black cat.
Black and white.
Is it friendly to anybody?
She's somewhat nice to me, but she bites me. I mean, and badly. Well, I figure that's what cats
honestly,
do to people.
Hollywood,
I
if I was a cat, I'd be biting you too. Yeah. There's no question.
She sneaks
about
up behind me, and she bites like my Achilles, like the back of my ankles.
I'm not so sure I wouldn't. If I was a cat, you're a cat, I'd probably do the same thing. But cats are pretty independent, right? Like, my dog's always around and likes to hang right real close to you, where those cats are pretty independent. They don't need to have a lot of people around. Just feed them and take care of them. That's all you need to do. Hey,
more thing here. Rick and Davey has responded.
Oh, why? Well, you took a shot.
I like Rick. He says, Hollywood, I'm 54 with arthritis, and I'll beat you in a 60, not a 40. I have long legs and need the extra 20 yards. Seems like a great matchup for the Big O.
Now you're taking shots of Big O. What's wrong with you? We hope Rick's all right. Hope Rick's doing okay. I haven't seen him in a long time. We hope he's doing okay, but we appreciate him sending.
He's great. He's running 60s.
All right. So you got to make fun. You know who runs 60s, by the way? Are you aware what sport runs a 60-yard dash?
No, you're going to tell me?
Baseball. Since you're such a big.
Well, I knew it was going to be either baseball or tennis, your two favorite sports.
All right. We got to go to break here on that smart ass. We want to run to my friends at Air Around the Clock. Lenny and Eric and all the rest of them. Hey, guys, congratulations, man. Watching this thing grow over the years. 50 years in business. Still family-owned and better than ever, man. I want to talk to everybody out there. If you've got any kind of air conditioning problems at your home or your business, it sure is nice to know you've got Air Around the Clock ready to take good care of you. I got some news I want to get to here real quickly. If you know your air conditioning unit is on its last leg and you know you're going to need a new one to make it through this hot summer, hurry, because prices on steel and aluminum are going up, affecting new air conditioning units by 15 to 20%. So American Standard and Air Around the Clock have gotten together to save you money so you can still get great deals on air conditioning units. You got to jump on this one quickly at 1-800-741-1033. Also, by keeping cool air in your home longer, insulation in the attic, Air Around the Clock can do that for you, as well as duct restoration. Get rid of all that nasty air coming into your home and your business every day. You see how dirty those vents are with bacteria and mildew. Air Around the Clock's ready to take care of all of your needs. They've been doing this for a long time. It sure is nice to have them around, ready to take care of all your problems all over South Florida. Make sure you call Air Around the Clock.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back here for our last segment before Omar Kelly.
Slowmar.
You got to stop calling him Slowmar. You're just like, you're relentless, man. And, of course, Ira Winderman, who you hear
You only brought him in because he's talking about tennis with you during the break.
We talked about
the only person in the building that will talk tennis with you. So you brought him in during the break. She had me send him in because you're like, do you want an Ira hit?
So wait a sec. So you're down on baseball and tennis. Is there anything else you're down on?
I like tennis, and I'll talk about tennis with you, but that's the only reason you brought Ira in there.
You know what's not? Hey, Omar.
How about Roger? How about Sloan this morning?
Oh, come on. You don't think that's a big deal? South Broward girl?
Why do you listen to him?
Come on.
She
one of our own?
She just practices, glad to hear you're healed up, Ira.
She practices out of our out where we play, out of Plantation. She does a lot of her work up there. Hey, Ira, let's get into last night. No surprise with LeBron, right?
No, I think that was the odds-on favorite all along, L.A., in non-basketball reasons. And you know what? He can do whatever he wants. No shock there.
All right. What happens with Kawhi Leonard? How long before San Antonio? They're not just going to lose him. They got to get something for him.
They do, and you could hear the manipulation through the media. Well, Kawhi might not play this season. Kawhi's going to sit out the season. Right. Kawhi's not going to Boston. Kawhi's not going to Philly. I think they get everything they need from the Lakers anyway. I mean, you know that Lonzo Ball and LeBron are not a good mix anyway. They could move Lonzo for another player. They'll work this out. The one thing that happened yesterday is everyone's forgetting this year LeBron signed on the first day of free agency, Joe. There's a long time. There's plenty of time to play out. The Lakers can make a move this week, this month, right. Can make a move before the start of camp. There's still a long time for this to play out.
Is DeMarcus Cousins still in play for the Lakers?
I think he is. The question is, how low does his price come? Because, again, there's thought he might not be ready for the first half of the season. So do you pay a guy, let's say he starts at $20 million or so, that money for this season when you only get half a year out of him? I think, again, they wait to see if that market becomes depressed. All of a sudden, DeMarcus realizes, you know what? Maybe there's nothing worse than a short-term deal with LeBron with the Lakers.
What happened with Paul George? Why would he stay at Oklahoma City knowing that they're limited on how high they can go in the Western Conference?
I think LeBron read Paul George correctly when he sort of gave his cryptic statement of some guys are there for the championships and some guys play for other reasons. I think Paul George, when the pressure came to it of possibly having to be a leading man in L.A. in his hometown, maybe that's just not the way he was wired. Joe,
I'm still trying to figure out. I thought Paul George was kind of a LeBron guy. Was that the wrong read, or did you think that too?
Oh, I thought that was too, but I think he realized the pressure for LeBron. Here's the difference. You're a friend of LeBron, and that's all well and good. But when you get between those lines, he is a cutthroat killer. And I think that's the difference. Paul George realized the pressure with LeBron would always be greater than the pressure with Russell Westbrook.
All right. I've been saying this all morning. You still think that he's going to re-sign Wayne Ellington, or you think it's going to be a little more difficult?
I think it's going to be very difficult. I would put it at no better than 50-50. We've seen the market already. Everyone wants three-point shooters. Keep one thing in mind. The Sixers still have to re-sign J.J. Redick. Even if they do, they lost Marco Bellinelli, they lost Ersan Ilyasova. That extra three-point threat put them over the top against the Heat and kept them competitive in the playoffs. I think Philly, Wayne's hometown team, that is loaded with salary cap cash, now that they're not probably getting Kawhi, didn't get George, didn't get LeBron, Philly makes a lot of sense for Wayne Ellington.
All right, so this is the way we're looking at the Miami Heat, who obviously aren't players in any of this stuff right now. They get a healthy Dion Waiters, so they're going to sell us on that. His ankle's ready to go, and he's going to look like the guy. We hope he's back. Dwayne comes back for one more year. And there's a chance they could be a four seed not doing anything.
Right. I mean, I heard you driving in. Again, they went from 41 wins to 44 this season. If you get three more wins because Deion comes back, Hassan gets his head screwed on right, that's 47.
I was waiting on that part to talk to you about.
But that's the logical part. So that gets you to 47. Yeah, that with Cleveland out of that race
now. They're done.
So you figure you're going to look at Philadelphia and Boston's the clear one and two. Toronto still has all that talent. Put them in there among the top three.
I told him that.
And then you're battling with Indiana probably for that number four seed.
Right. So let's get into Hassan Whiteside because Hollywood's been on this thing all morning. Every time I try to say something about the East, by the way, he's never had Eastern Conference, least amount of talent, star players.
Oh, it's stunning.
It's gotten so lopsided, it's unbelievable.
I don't think they'll reseed the playoffs because that requires a board of governors and a major vote, and no one in the East is going to give up its playoff seed. Joe, I think this is the first year you might see non-conference voting for all stars. Remember last year they mixed the team,
correct,
but it was still 12 from the East and 12 from the West. I think the NBA has to say, give us our 24 best players, 20 of them from the Western Conference, and then go from there. As far as Hassan, I was looking for any sign of him saying, this is our time, this is my time. I go on Snapchat this morning, I know you don't, and Hassan's tweeting about playing video games and how well he did over the weekend. Geez, send us a sign or something, Hassan, please.
Is it fair to say when people say, and I say, he just doesn't get it?
That's the exact words, and I wish he would, and you know what? Maybe he can. And again, Joe, you know this from athletes. Hassan, to me, is a young 27. Not going to say immature, but he's sort of younger that way for his age. You've also seen guys in their 20s. Even Justice Winslow at 20, 21 has much more of a maturity. But Joe, and I heard you and Hollywood talking about this also. Hassan has to come around. The two things that change from the Heat organically and internally: Deion Waiters is healthy, we hope. Hassan Whiteside doesn't have another season like he did last year, and especially the playoffs.
All right, but there's no way they're going to this thing's going to be handled before. It's being handled right now.
Yes, I heard you talking about it. It's being handled, but Joe, you
finally
know this.
Finally says enough's enough. Come in here.
But Joe, you know this. You've seen parents, maybe even your own, with obstinate children. Sometimes you could try as hard as you want, and things don't change also. So when do you draw the line? When do you say he gets it, he doesn't get it? This will work, this won't work. And I'm still not sure that even forgetting that the 7-footer is Hassan, that Eric Spoelstra is comfortable playing big. He's very comfortable playing with smaller lineups. That precludes Hassan no matter what the other part of the equation is.
But if he's pouting and moping, then we got a different kind of problem because it affects the rest of the team. It becomes a distraction.
And this is the word that I've heard going into the offseason. Hassan, his teammates love him, but they don't necessarily trust him. The trust has to be rebuilt.
What part of his game, besides effort, that sometimes it, what parts do they want him to improve on? I'm being serious.
This is weird. They want him to improve on accepting the fact that centers in today's NBA do less. They want him to go into a game saying, I'm going to rebound, I'm going to hustle, I'm going to defend, I'm going to set strong screens, but I'm not going to expect to have the ball. Some of his comments were, well, Joel Embiid, he gets all the shots. He gets the touches. Look at the guy who's being probably the number one free agent right now, Clint Capella, who's left from the Rockets. He does nothing except set screens, roll, and play defense, and he's so important to a championship contender.
Right.
I think Hassan has to say, you know what, this is a different era if I do those other things. And Joe, this is the thing that bothers me. He already got paid. So it's not like he's playing for his next contract. He's getting that $98 million regardless. I think he has to tamp down his expectations of numbers and tamp up more of being a team player.
Chris Bosh talking again about potentially coming back.
This is talk about him. To Chris's point, I even went today and made sure he wasn't on Snapchat or Instagram. He's not talking about it. People are putting things together. So they're saying Chris Bosh moved out to L.A. full-time.
Yes,
he obviously is out of all his salary cap stuff with the Heat. That was resolved also. Has always believed he's healthy enough to play, and now his buddy LeBron, who he went to four NBA finals with, is in L.A. So people are connecting the dots. The one thing I'm waiting for is this. I'd love Chris Bosh to come out and say, you know what? I have not played competitive basketball since February 2016.
Right.
Even if I was healthy, Joe, you know this, 2.5 years out of the game, that's hard on the body to come back. But he hasn't said anything. This story broke last night. There's been cricket since. And part two of this is, Joe, would you begrudge Dwayne Wade if he says, well, I live in L.A. in the offseason, my buddy LeBron is there, the Lakers don't have a lot of cap space, maybe I'll try it one more time there.
After Dwayne Wade said he'd only sign with here, he's already come out and said that.
Yes, but the world has changed since then.
It hasn't changed. That's what he said. All right,
right? No, but LeBron moved to L.A. where Dwayne lives.
I don't care where he moved. He's 0 for 2 for going to other teams. He's tried that.
Sure.
He won't admit it. It was a bust in both places.
Disaster, especially Cleveland, yeah.
So he's staying here. Things were good. He was loved. He got to play quality minutes at the end of the game. He won some games.
Sure.
Played much better. Philly. Come on, man. You got a guy that loves you, understands you. It's your team when you come back.
Joe, let me set you one scenario.
No way.
Dwayne Wade and LeBron James on the court with Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson watching from the front row. Pretty juicy, isn't it?
I don't think D-Wade's looking to go do his L.A. thing. I don't.
I don't think he is
his
also.
His thing is his.
But I think
this is his.
I think it entered as a possibility now.
Come on.
Hey, that's what we're here to do the next 4 hours with Omar Kelly on 560 QAM.
I just, I would be shocked after
You're
Dwayne Wade.
See it and hear it because that's the way this world works. Just like until Chris Bosh shuts down, I'm coming back.
And then Dwayne comes back halfway through and it's not working again. And he gets lost.
And LeBron needs another guard and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope gets injured. Or Lance Stephenson becomes a knucklehead. And you never know.
That's true.
And that'll be your show all February.
But he said
either the Heat or retired. That's right. The only thing that's left. But I think things have changed since. And the NBA, the one thing you've seen, one day of free agency, Joe, and the league has changed dramatically. It's crazy. This league gets reshaped by free agency more than every other sport combined.
Hey, opt in, opt out, short contracts. It makes it for great. It's great for
business.
And
we haven't even started trading season yet.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy, too. You're right. Real quickly, so Wayne Ellington, your gut feeling?
50-50 at best. Would not be shocked if it's the Sixers. Makes sense.
Wow. Damn. Wayne got himself going, made himself some money, hit some big shots last year, won some games last year.
When you're 30, you want to get paid.
I get it. I'm not disagreeing. I just – so what are they – we're done, right? Nothing?
Trades.
Second tier,
no, I
trades.
I think trades. I think
you think the Suns could still be out of here?
I was told by someone yesterday who's been monitoring the league that every Heat player at some point has been discussed. Now, it might be other teams talking to the Heat, with the possible exception of Josh Richardson. Pat Riley doesn't say, I'm taking 3 months off. Pat Riley says, I'll take 3 months to explore any and every possibility.
Wow. Well, it's got to have to be through trade. You think there's a chance the Suns not here? Or are you done with that?
I was thinking it was 50-50. I think it's less only because teams that needed centers like Dallas got DeAndre Jordan. The Clippers got Marcin Gortat. The Wizards don't look like they're going for a center. So I think a lot of the landing spots are done. But you know what? In trades, that Carmelo possibility, stuff will be there. Again, if you could trade Hassan's 2 years for a player with 1 year, like Carmelo, even though they have Steven Adams, you do it in a heartbeat if you're the Heat. So I think the Heat will explore those possibilities.
All right. We got Omar Kelly coming up with Ira Winderman. We'll just call it the Sun Sentinel Show at 10.
Just don't tell them that we're moonlighting over here, okay? Keep that between us, Joe.
I'm sure they haven't figured. Is your boss, does the big boss listen?
No, they're good, and as long as I keep mentioning Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com, and at your doorstep today, we're fine.
You're the best at that. Nobody's even
close. Hoffman even goes to me, do you get paid for saying that? I said, no, I just try to protect my day job.
Hey, by the way, you can see it on the Sun Sentinel. Hey, we're out of here, man. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.